Psalm 78, it says, O my people, hear my teaching. This is the word of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, what we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power and the wonders he has done. And it just seemed to me that the theme of the day, as it were, the theme of the little season that we're in right now is to raise up a testimony to a generation of young people who may well know the Lord, but they need to know the Lord who is the Lord of wonders, the Lord of great deeds, of praiseworthy deeds. And I was just struck by the article that Doug sent me about how many teenagers basically have a view of God where he is really quite different from the view of God that you and I have. They have what, in philosophical terms, is called a deist view of God, where they believe in his existence, but they don't expect any intervention of God in their lives. And the reason for that, of course, is that they believe in a kind of functional deism from their parents, who basically get on with their lives, and although they believe in God, God doesn't particularly interact with them, and certainly they don't expect to see any great miracles or praiseworthy deeds. So I just think that that's an important word for us.